are going to continue the hour with another round of The Changemakers, a regular interview series on 97.9 The Hill, highlighting different entrepreneurs past and present, made possible by the folks at Launch Chapel Hill, just down the road from us in downtown Chapel Hill, a great incubator space with a lot of terrific businesses going through. Today, we are talking with the folks from Blue Sky Robotics. We've got Stephen King, the CEO, and Tony DeHart, the Director of Strategic Growth and Partnerships, here in the studio with us to chat about the work they do. Guys, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us give us the origin story of Blue Sky Robotics first before we get into details about what you do. How'd you get started?
Yeah, so I'm also a professor at UNC, and I run Blue Sky Innovations, which is the lab that started where we do emerging technologies, so AI, virtual reality, augmented reality, robotics. And in that, we had some really interesting technologies that we were building for virtual reality that also had implications for robotics. And so Blue Sky Robotics is a company that makes software that makes robotic arms more intuitive, more intelligent, and helps them to be able to solve greater problems because they can actually see and understand their environment. And so that was birthed kind of in the lab at UNC and then became its own company.
You mentioned robotic arms as opposed to robots in general. So that's a specific thing.
Yeah. So the majority of our work is around the robotic arm that you might see in a manufacturing or a warehouse or now even in hospitals. So you're seeing these, it's a very valuable, useful tool. It's not the humanoid robot that everyone likes to talk about because we see much more value in these task-oriented robots.
Speaking with Stephen King, Tony DeHart also with us in the studio. How'd you get into Blue Sky?
You know, I had the pleasure of being a fellow studying in Stephen's lab very early on and worked in a lot of different roles in the lab and was lucky enough to follow this guy around all the way throughout the journey.
Awesome. What's been the biggest challenge in launching Blue Sky?
There's been a lot of challenges. And I think, one of the things is going from, it works great in a lab, it works great in an environment like that, but putting it into real world practice for real clients who have real deliverables and outcomes that they expect. So the idea of getting from 99% to 99.95%, that's a really hard jump to make. And so I think these high level expectations of being able to take these robots from a proof of concept to an actual in production every day, running 24/7, that's the hardest part.
What's been your biggest tangible success so far, working with folks?
Yeah, definitely. I think in the logistics space where we have a piece picking automation technology that's doing unstructured bin picking. And for those that may not be aware, that basically is just any product that you can imagine dumped into a bin as you would just pour it out of a box.
Right.
And the robot being able to not only identify and locate each of those pieces, but successfully go through, pick it up and place it in a box. Which sounds like a very straightforward task for a human, but for a robot is astronomically complicated.
There's so much work involved in that, right? There's so much detail involved in being able to not just quote unquote visualize the thing, but then to identify what it is and what it's not. There's so much, right?
Right. Like some of our products that we're picking up, they have holes in them because when they're placed on a rack, right? They might be semi-transparent. They might be reflective. And all of these things are challenges for a robot. And that's where the AI comes in. So we're writing AI to make the robots more intuitive and more intelligent.
I'm getting flashbacks to that. What is it? Silicon Valley scene of hot dog, not a hot dog, right? Yeah. Same thing, but actually workable and functional now.
Tony brings up that one often in the office.
It's a good scene. Yeah. It's a really good scene. It's also the only Silicon Valley clip I've ever watched in my life. Speaking with Stephen King and Tony DeHart, Blue Sky Robotics is the company. And again, this conversation made possible by Launch Chapel Hill Incubator right downtown. So you mentioned building AI into all of this. How does that work for you right now? And what should people know about the state of AI right now that they maybe don't or have misconceptions on?
First of all, AI is here. It is growing. It is expanding. And it is providing great value across industries. Right. And so we see that in the lab. We see that in the company. Our company uses AI to build AI. We use software engineers who are leveraging AI, but it's not just in writing code. Right. We're leveraging AI to do a better job at marketing and being able to understand our audience. We're doing, AI to help us do better business operations. And so there's so many use cases that we're able to leverage it. And I would argue that, where we have 5 engineers or 7 engineers, now we're able to operate like we have 100 engineers because they're able to work faster, more efficiently. And it's not that we're necessarily replacing engineers. We're actually growing, but our engineers are able to work at a faster pace and get more done and essentially operate with a level of understanding that's far greater than their previous experience.
Tony?
I would just add to that and say that, you know, from a user's perspective, we sometimes like to think about AI as this incredible comprehension engine that's able to sort of guide users through a complicated process and offer advice as they're, you know, in some cases operating a vision system or building a program for a robot. You can sort of think about it like Clippy, but actually useful.
And that's also a thing. Like, AI has, in fact, been around for a while. It's just been a really, really low level, right?
Yeah, you could argue that 1967 is actually the origin of machine learning.
Yep.
And so you go back to there. It took a long time for us to get the processing power to get the most value from it. And so now we have both the hardware, the software, the learning, the growth, the investment, all of those things added up to get us to where we are today.
So if AI is becoming more ubiquitous, and obviously that's the case, what about robotics? Do you see that expanding as well?
Absolutely. I think this is where, you know, the idea that we can have a less than $10,000 robot attached onto your desk to solve problems that you've had to do yourself historically, that's kind of an interesting thing. And now with AI, we're able to make it where you don't have to know how to be a robot programmer or a robot engineer. You can leverage AI in our tools to basically make that arm do what you want it to do.
Like what? What would be an example?
We talk about prompt to pick. So you write a prompt of exactly what you want to do. So imagine you're a scientist in a lab and you're at a bench and you have to basically put these samples all day long, put them into a machine, and 15 minutes later they come out and you got to put another samples in. So you never really get that like level of work where you can just focus and start writing and doing your research because you're constantly moving back and forth with samples.
Nice.
So with a robot arm, the scientist can say, I want you to pick up these samples, open the door, and place them in this machine. When it beeps and is done, I want you to open the door, pull it out, and put the next sample in.
Okay.
You type that in, you basically watch it run on loop while you continue to get the work done.
Speaking with Stephen King and Tony DeHard, Blue Sky Robotics is the company. It again launched Chapel Hill, downtown Chapel Hill, making this conversation possible as part of the Changemakers series, regular interview series. You can get the full archive of previous conversations up on our website, chapelboro.com. Got to start wrapping up as we do. First of all, what's your connection with Launch Chapel Hill?
Well, being a professor at UNC, I was already involved with Innovate Carolina and being a part of that. And then last May, we were in the first cohort for the KPMG Accelerator.
Nice.
So, you know, there's a lot of like startup resources, but they put it with an accelerator, which means you have a product and you're ready to sell. They were able to help us to take that next major step in the company's growth, and it was highly valuable for our company to take that next step and grow.
And in terms of that future, what are you most excited about now?
I would
say, Tony, I keep interrupting you.
No, please. Yeah. I think one thing that we're really excited about robotics generally is that, you know, the AI component has unlocked a lot of flexibility, which enables us to tackle these high mix, low volume applications, whereas automation in the past is much more geared to, you know, these high volume, low mix applications where you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And so I think, you know, coming from a technical perspective where we have this, you know, great technology that's applicable to a lot of places, Launch Chapel Hill, in addition to all of the resources that Stephen mentioned, convened this team of coaches and speakers that was able to really help us guide us to where that technology can be most impactful in the market.
People want to find you online. Where can they go?
BlueSkyRobotics.ai.
BlueSkyRobotics.ai. Go there and find out more from Blue Sky, and looking forward to what you got coming in the future. Stephen King, Tony DeHart, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.